Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
I'm looking to speak with Stanley.
Who is
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for a president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary elections? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and the state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
And in what year were you born?
62.
And thank you again for your patience. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, a black, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or a multiracial?
White.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Generally in the right direction.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one: water policy, public safety and crime, housing affordability, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights in education, jobs and wages, or inflation and cost of living.
Well, all of the above.
But which one of these is the most important issue to you in deciding the Fresno County Supervisor?
Probably the homelessness.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or you've never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one. Gavin Newsom. Very
dislike.
Favorable, somewhat favorable. Excuse me?
Dislike.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Again, the same.
And what about Gary Redfield?
Like.
Excuse me?
I like him.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Paul Dictos?
Very favorable.
Steve Brundown?
Very favorable.
And thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA in county, assessor, a recorder, Gary Bredefield, a businessman and city council member, Steve Brundown, county supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, which one do you think you would vote for?
Brandow,
okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brandow, county supervisor, a businessman? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of some candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that kind of candidate?
Much less.
What about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Yes.
Are you much
likely? Much more.
Much more? Okay. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
Much less.
And what about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Favorable.
Much more likely to vote for a candidate much like that, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno Veterans Administration.
Much more likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
More likely.
Okay. And this one here says a candidate who is 80 years old.
Likely.
Okay. And what about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Likely.
Oh, much more likely or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read to you statements about three of the candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Paul Dichtels currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor, recorded. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county $14 million deficit. Dichtels will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dichtels for the county supervisor?
A good chance.
And the other one says Gary Bredefield currently serves, do apologize, on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against making mandate and businesses shut down during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redfield will fight for honesty and transparency. In government, he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, good chance to vote for Gary Redfield for county supervisor?
Good chance.
And this last one here says that Steve Brundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses and cut red tape and lower taxes. Brundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If elected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance to vote for Steve Brundown for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Gary Redfield, a Business and City Council Member, Steve Brundown, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
Hi, Brandow.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or a liberal?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.